Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today I want to tell you the incredible case of Kim Hyun-hae. Kim Hyun-hae probably doesn't ring a bell. Today this young lady, actually middle-aged lady, lives somewhere in South Korea, I believe. Afraid for her life, they say. Assassination is the word they're using, perhaps by North Koreans who manage to sneak in to South Korea every once in a while, maybe by South Koreans. What a pained life this must be. Now, what could one 20-something lady have done 20 years ago to warrant such hatred all these years? She was born in North Korea, 1962, to a privileged family. Soon, it was discovered that she was very talented. She was bright, beautiful. Eventually, she got the attention of the powers in Pyongyang. Normally, for one to be praised by one's government is a happy thing. But in North Korea, none of the rules apply. Grabbed from her family against their will and better judgment, Kim was trained to be a spy. After the normal introductory assignments, she was given one last mission. She was to help bomb a passenger jet coming into Seoul filled with South Koreans. This would convince the powers that be that the Olympic Games should never be held in Seoul. Somehow, this would lead to the reunification of the two Koreas. Well, I know, it's a stretch, but that's what she was told. And being raised to believe that the ruling powers of North Korea were all wise, she bought it. Her partner was a longtime professional. The two of them posed as Japanese tourists. And on their return to Korea, they planted a bomb on KL Flight 858. Now do you know who she is? Mistakes were made. The two were caught. The old man killed himself. Kim tried, but to no avail. She was brought to trial in Seoul, found guilty. Guilty of murder, and she was sentenced to death, but then she was pardoned by the government of Seoul. We're told that the South Korean president was politically motivated in his decision to pardon Kim. His reasoning to the world was, the persons who ought to be on trial here are Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. This child is as much a victim of this evil regime as the passengers aboard KAL 858. And who can really argue with reasoning like that? Kim truly repented of her actions both before the trial and after. She was led to see that she had been lied to all of her life. In fact, one look at the city of Seoul told her most of what she needed. She wrote a book that I think you should read. It's called The Tears of My Soul. All the proceeds from it went to families of victims. Though I write all of this with a calm and almost cold reporter's way, and I give it to you the same, when I read her book, I was, as I have often been over the last months, a basket case. Aptly named The Tears of My Soul, this book will extract tears from your soul too. Oh, did I mention Kim Hyun-hae gave her life to Jesus Christ after these horrible events? Whether some will ever be able to forgive her is uncertain and understandable, but God has forgiven her. Her book is available at Amazon.com and other places. I want to thank you today for your interest in North Korea. I want you to visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, all you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of the morning calm.